We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This very much feels like Groundhog Day on this program because here we are at the top of the hour, and who do we have but Governor Roy Cooper, who's giving an update now on preparedness plans for North Carolina. Let's listen in for a bit.
Follow North Carolina Emergency Management on Facebook and Twitter. There you can get updates or learn how you can weather the storm. I want to thank everyone across our state who's working to get us ready for this storm. And I want to introduce to you part of our team.
So we've been listening to a little bit of Governor Cooper, who is basically telling people, be prepared, and especially for the possibility of power outages. Even though the storm has been downgraded, this is still a serious storm we need to take seriously. It's not a situation where we should let our guard down. So someone who can provide some perspective on what's happening with this storm the last 24 hours. With the latest information, we have Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Vince.
Tell us what's going on with the storm right now.
All right, let's tell you everything that is happening and then what has changed from 24 hours ago. What is happening right now is that we do have a Category 2 storm with winds at 110 miles per hour, and we are starting to see and feel some of the effects on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Water is coming up already splashing onto some of the piers of some of the houses onto the Outer Banks, and the center of the world.
Now, you were talking about the comparison to this time yesterday, and it's certainly good news in the fact that the storm is not as strong in terms of the wind speed, that sort of thing. We're down to Category 2. At the same time, still to be taken very seriously. Very brief question before we let you go. What are we expecting in the Charlotte area and in the upstate of South Carolina? All right, meteorologist Ray Stajic of the Weather Channel, thanks a lot for coming on the broadcast this morning, sir. And we understand, and our apologies for, we have some technical difficulties with our upstate listeners. Our apologies for that. Some of you may not have been able to hear Ray Stajic, and I'll just basically tell you the update. We are already at a place where they're seeing the effects of this storm on the coast already. The effects are being felt there. As for this immediate area, we are expecting 5 to 8 inches of rain. Concerns about flooding, possible tropical storm conditions. With all of this, the likelihood of some power outages. Now, we can be encouraged by the fact that we've got the presence of power crews from states, really all over the country, that have moved into the area, and they are in position, ready to tackle this issue as soon as it develops. But even though the storm has weakened, the concern is now that we don't let our guard down here, that we make sure that we take the steps that are necessary to make sure we are healthy and safe. One of the things the governor also touched on a few minutes ago, Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina, talking about the importance of the danger of floods and making sure that we don't drive in water. This is a problem that it really seems to happen every time we have one of these storms. There are people who think, oh, I can drive through that. Don't do it. Absolutely do not do it. It just takes a few inches of rain, a few inches of standing water. In this case, most of the time it's flowing water to take control of a car. And, the effects are devastating. How many people have drowned that way? So don't be one of those people who assumes that it's going to be safe to drive in those kinds of conditions. Now, we talked about the amount of rain and the possibility of flooding. And depending on who you listen to, because, you know, you're going to get different meteorologists who are going to have different perspectives on this. Some are saying that there could be as much as 10 inches of rain in parts of the upstate. Now, this is, again, one of those concerns that I think is really high on the list with the possibility of flooding. So don't be fooled by the idea, okay, we're several hundred miles inland, we have nothing to worry about. Well, we may not experience the full brunt, the full force of a hurricane, but the effects in the form of the rain and, frankly, the wind could also be a problem. You heard Ray Stajic talk about the possibility of tropical storm winds coming to this particular area. So that is the update. We're going to keep you posted throughout this broadcast today. Let us also get some perspective from some of the people who are listening on the broadcast. You're welcome to call if you'd like to share something that's on your mind in preparing for this. Let's go first, I believe, to Jim, who is in Lincolnton. Good morning, Jim.
I got a couple of things about the hurricane, and then I got a comment to make about politics, too. As far as the hurricane, first of all, if you've stocked up on a lot of canned food, be sure to get a magic marker and write what's in that can on before the label washes off, or every day will be a big surprise to you. Second, if you happen to get carried away in your car, and your car is going to be upside down, roll down the windows if they're not electric, roll down your windows at least an inch or two, because it will let the water in, but it will also prevent the pressure on the outside of the car to keep you from opening the doors. If they're always open when you get down, you're not going to be able to open the doors from pressure outside. So that's the one thing I needed to mention. The other thing is on these political debates. I see these ones where they supposedly have a Democrat and a Republican that are going to debate something on a fixed time screen. The Democrats apparently believe in victory through volume. There's one guy with a really nasty smirk on his face comes on grinning, and they talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And when they finally get to the Republican, all they've got is time to say is, "I disagree." That's the end of it. They come to a heartbreak. That's the end of it.
Well, that's certainly not a fair way to carry out a debate. I appreciate your call there, Jim, and the advice you've offered. I would just follow up on the last thing you mentioned. If you see water, standing water, don't drive into it. You never know how high that actually is. Try to avoid that. And those images are back. You know, I'm having flashbacks here, thinking back to my days as a television news reporter and anchor, watching these reporters stand, getting blown around out in the middle of the storm. And no, I do not miss it in the very least. The coast expecting amounts of rainfall between 20 and 30 inches. Just think of that. 20 and 30 inches of rain. That is a whole lot. So we are continuing to watch what develops there and give you some heads up as to what is coming this way. Number, if you're still wanting to talk about this for a bit, and we'll go next to a call in Fort Mill. Here is John. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I was wondering if you had read that article in the Washington Post, and also the media was saying that they actually blamed Donald Trump for Hurricane Florence because his political views on climate change and global warming. And Sean Hannity talked about it, too. They're actually blaming Trump for the hurricane.
Pretty silly, isn't it?
About that?
Yes, I've seen the stories, and you know what? They're not even worth discussing because it's so stupid. It's really imbecilic is what it is.
Yeah.
So, and you know, this is part of, here's what I would strongly encourage people to do is when, you know, this is one of the reasons why the readership is down so low with so many of these newspapers. And the best thing to do is just ignore them. A lot of times I think we give them more attention than they're getting themselves with their own circulation. So, have you heard one of the new opens to this show? Because one of the things that I want to avoid doing is getting caught up in stupid food fights. And this would go into that category. People basically, you know, if you want to talk about now, having said this, and I know I'm going to take some people off with this, but there are reports, a study was done indicating there may have been as many as 3,000 people who died in Puerto Rico. Now, I think there needs to be some research here to figure out, and it's not going to be difficult to find out how many people died as a result of Puerto Rico, what developed there. Now you can find death certificates, you can find the cause of death, and you can nail that down. Now, part of the problem is Donald Trump goes on boasting about what a wonderful job he did in Puerto Rico. See, just don't do that. That's not very smart. Especially, and he's actually accusing the Democrats of fudging the numbers to make him look bad. Everything becomes about Donald Trump. So what I would encourage people to do, don't get caught up in this stupid vortex between silly accusations against Donald Trump or defending him for things that are just dumb. So the thing to do is stay out of the vortex. I don't want to feed the vortex on this program. It's interesting, we would be talking about vortices on this broadcast as we have Hurricane heading this way. You see the connection there? That's brilliant thinking on my part, I think. Jay and Matthews, good morning.
Hey, it wasn't long ago Joel Osteen got beat up pretty bad for not opening his church during the flood. But I was just wondering, this is a great opportunity for local churches to open up their places for the churches out east. And I just wondering how many people are actually doing that. Or, you know, I'm side note, been reading that book, The Insurgents. And, you know, it'd just be a great time for people to actually put their faith into steps and walk and
yes.
You know, reach out to people.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Jay. I so appreciate that. Thanks very much for your call. Glad you're reading Insurgents. We're going to have Frank Viola on the broadcast again very soon. I actually got a message the other night. A friend of mine who lives somewhere further south. And she sent a message and said, you know, my husband and I, we've got a place with plenty of space. If you and your family need to find refuge for a while, our home is open. I mean, I thought that was pretty awesome to actually have a friend communicate, hey, you have a place to stay. That's really the heart of this thing in terms of what we do as community. It's not government. It's not FEMA. It's people helping people. That's an awesome way to approach this thing. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
I spoke with you for the very first time about a year ago. Ironically, it was about prepping. And you seemed to be a little surprised at the amount of supplies that I had and the extent that I would go through to properly prep. Here's a very good example of why I prep. Everybody right now is scrambling, buying batteries, water, trying to find gasoline, propane. I'm just sitting here with my heels kicked up. I've got dozens of batteries. I've got about 20 gallons of gasoline for my generator, which plugs right into the back of my house. It cuts off the power to the main line, so nobody gets electrocuted if they're working on the lines and my generator's running. I got 20. Let's see. I've got I think 160 pounds of propane to run stoves and lights and heaters. And I just think it's absolutely funny that everybody's running around like a chicken with their head cut off. And this is exactly why I tell people, be prepared.
You're absolutely right about being prepared. No question about that. So we will all come over to your house. What's your address? I'm just kidding.
Now, this I'm going to say this in jest, but I mean it in all seriousness at the same time. If something ever major does happen, because people will say that, I'll come over to Doug's house. And I say, please don't do that. And, of course, the question is why. And the answer is because I like you too much. Now, something I just like to piggyback on here real quick, because Hancock was talking last night about putting water in your freezer, because I do have one of those, you know, big, oversized freezers out in the back hall. And because I'm always saving beans and rice and everything, right now I have, I think, 20 one-gallon jugs that are perfectly clean that I already have. All I got to do is fill them with water and put them in the freezer tonight, and then I'll have about 20 gallons of frozen solid blocks of ice. So again, it's doing things ahead of time, whether you even think you need them at the time or not. Pay attention to what people tell you, file it away, and make a game plan.
Sounds like great wisdom there, no question about that. Doug, great to talk with you again, and thanks for sharing some wonderful counsel there. And I think this is an important aspect about prepping. Whatever level that you engage in it, there is a perspective here that goes beyond preparing for apocalypse. It's just being prepared for life's emergencies and some of the things that are unforeseen, like storms. So that's an application that I don't think gets very much attention. Let's take a quick call here from Robert in Rock Hill. Got about a minute here. Robert?
Oh, very good. What I wanted to ask you is, could you get somebody who is an EMT to come on and explain to people how to take care of minor injuries during this thing, because it's going to be a while before they get this, so people ought to know what they need to know.
So you're talking about some form of triage until you can get medical attention if for some reason you're isolated. Is that what you're referring to?
No, like stopping the bleeding and protecting the person and treating them for shock, things like this. They're very simple, but most people don't understand them.
You raise a good point here, and I know there are courses that are available. Thanks for your call, Robert. The Red Cross, for instance, does courses like this to help prepare people for emergencies and to be that one person, because sometimes that's all it takes. It's just being that one person who's in the right place at the right time to be able to help someone. So that is something that is good for all of us to keep in mind. Coming up on the broadcast, we're going to talk about somebody who was not afraid to spend time in the Carolinas on the beach. In fact, in the water. We're talking about a celebrity. I can give you a hint, but it might be too easy if I give you that hint. No, I don't think I'll do that. We'll do that, take a look at the day in history, and we continue to follow the preparations in advance of Florence right here. Back of the Vince Coakley radio program. This is a great one from my friend Craig, who's listening to Left Wing Podcast today. I've heard them liken North and South Carolina to Puerto Rico in regard to hurricane preparedness. I'm triggered. We are not Puerto Rico. Great stuff there, Craig. Keep entertaining yourself with those Left Wing podcasts. They make great entertainment. Got to get your laugh somehow, right? On the text line, please don't start saying, Vince, turn around, don't drown. We'll always have idiots that drive through water and die. It's natural selection at work. So you want people to do that? Is that what you're saying? That's not good. I really think the storm is being overhyped here in the upstate. Yes, there will be some wind and rain, but we're 4 hours from the coast, and there's no life-threatening danger here. Well, that remains to be seen. Vince, why are you replaying call-in tape for today's show? That's pretty good. The Vortex explains the left so well. Why stop now? Also, this, referring to Donald Trump, I can't blame him for defending his efforts. Your enemies never celebrate you. All right. Do you get the feeling all the people who live in Fort Mill are retired, out of work, Republican, and listen to you every morning? Come on, Fort Mill, get a life! Wow, that's quite an indictment on Fort Mill. And we have this. Trump and Obama have the same blood, sinful and all about self. Uh-huh. And we also have this related to that. Vince, did you notice Trump simply could not resist using Hurricane Florence to brag on himself for the great job he did in Puerto Rico? Yes, Vince, you were right. It is all about Trump's greatness. Somehow we have to transcend this and the personality thing. Whole cargo boxes of food rotting in the ports because they wanted somebody to pay an import tax on donated goods, not to mention the cases of water hidden under a tarp to be sold later. That is certainly a shame, isn't it? People with medical problems or who need medicine to keep them alive need to go. Everybody needs to go. Go where? What are you making reference to here? 9 to 10 foot storm surge plus the rain will drown you. Well, it certainly will. 5 to 8 inches of rain, no matter how comfortable the logic, Mr. Meteorologist, the complexities and interdependencies of the system renders your opinion as only noise, possibly toxic. Wow, that's rough. Vince, did you say Aunt Flo is visiting this weekend? Pick up some chocolate. That's Paul out of Greenville. Boy, we've really got quite a mix here of texts. Are people off from work and doing a little celebrating early? I'm kind of wondering here. Yeah. No need to worry about the storm in South Carolina. Nikki Haley's pothole flood control system is still intact. Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely amazing. Why don't we take the opportunity to take a look at the day in history and go through some very difficult questions and see how horrible the hints are that I'm giving Lonzo. Good morning, man. How are you?
I am awesome.
And glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. Let's start in 1814. And this person, who's a lawyer, well, I should tell you what he wrote first. The Defense of Fort McHenry. It's a poem by Francis Scott Key. What was so important about this particular poem? Francis Scott Key.
Yeah, I know I should know this.
It's right on the cusp of your memory, I'm sure.
You wrote a famous song.
And right? It would later become our...
National anthem.
You are correct. You are correct, Alonzo. The first one right here. Let's go to 1948, Margaret Chase Smith, elected to the Senate. How significant was that? What did she do? I should also tell you... She served in the House. What is significant about her election to the Senate?
The first female senator?
She was actually the first to be a senator and a member of Congress. Served in both. First woman to do so. We'll give that one to you.
Nah, I won't take that.
We had a riot in Attica. What kind of institution was this? 1971.
I believe Al Pacino was there. It was a prison.
Yes, it was a prison riot in Attica, New York.
Attica.
State police stormed the maximum security prison there. 42 people died. Pretty amazing. And this was uttered on a television show in 2004. Who said it? You get a car! You get a car! You get a car!
That is a wonderful Oprah Winfrey person.
You're absolutely right. It was indeed Oprah Winfrey. I wanted to go through a couple of interesting stories.
I have a quick question. Were you pointing when you said that?
No, not that time.
Okay. All right.
But that was a very good question to ask.
He was gesturing wildly in the studio.
Which is what I would expect. To do that justice, you've got a point.
You were
afraid John would expect a car, right?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do any false advertising. I don't want to be sued. Well, I sent you a story this morning, and I hope you were eating at the time. There's a restaurant that has lost $190 million of its value. And do you want to explain what happened, Mr. Reitzel, as to why they've lost so much value?
I believe it was called Crunchy Mouse Soup.
Oh, God. That is terrible.
Yeah, the tails make useful toothpicks.
disgusting. Well, this is what happened. Photos of a dead rat being fished out of the broth with a pair of chopsticks. Well, it's went viral. And so now this place has been temporarily suspended. You know what's really sad? A woman made this discovery, and she was pregnant. Do you know what these people actually did at this restaurant? They offered her enough money to pay for an abortion. Seriously. Just in case it might harm her baby. She declined this offer, by the way. And the husband apparently wanted his wife to undergo a full body checkup before deciding on how much compensation to receive here. That's pretty disgusting, isn't it? So it's talk about insult to injury. Not good at all. Let's give you a final hint on someone who decided to make an appearance in the Carolinas. Did you hear about this, Lonzo? Decided to go to the beach, of all places?
No, but it's probably not who I think it is, because there are signs all over saying, please don't come here. So it's probably not him.
Well, earlier this week, we actually had an appearance from none other than Mr. Margaritaville.
Really?
A screenshot of him was put on Instagram yesterday showing him and another guy standing there with large surfboards surfing in a hurricane. Said, I ain't afraid of dying. It reads, I got no need to explain. I feel like going surfing in a hurricane. Hashtag Folly Beach Surfing. I guess whatever entertains you, huh? So I'm sure he is gone by now. That would be my suspicion. Coming up, we'll get a live report out from the beach. Stay with us. Back of the Vince Coakley radio program, some of your texts, which are quite interesting to say the least. Go to Frying Pan Tower off the coast of North Carolina on YouTube. You can see the storm as it develops. Another person here saying, leaving Jackson, Mississippi, heading for the coast with a huge generator. That is Nick. Wow. Can't convince me we're not in a civil war right now. Fighting has not started yet. But only one side has all the guns and are law enforcement supporters. Oh, and we have military on our side. Oh, boy. Vince, you're right. Trump is being foolish on Puerto Rico. I work with several Puerto Ricans locally. They all know their government is exceptionally corrupt, lying, and the thousands died in the hurricanes. And this, they're crazy and they're stupid. I think Jimmy Buffett's too old to pass for stupid. By the way, someone was asking during the break, where is this restaurant you were referring to where they had the rat that was in the soup? Don't worry about it. It's not nearby. It's in the Shandong province in China. It's called Jabu Jabu. So there's no danger of you going there this weekend to eat. Want to give you some perspective on what is happening right now with this hurricane. Hurricane Florence, edging ever closer to the coast. And we are bringing on now WBT reporter Brett Jensen, who is in Wilmington. Tell us what you're experiencing there so far, Brett. Actually, we do not have Brett. I must have misunderstood. We're going to go to him in just a bit here. I want to remind you some of the things that we've been telling you about for the past few minutes. As you know, this storm has been weakening. We're very glad about the fact the storm weakened from a Category 4 down to Category 2. But even at a 2, the danger is not gone. We have the threat of winds. We have the threat of rain. Here on the coast, there's much more to worry about with the surf, the possibility of just incredible flooding there. But the flooding danger, it's very much a threat here inland as well. I want to strongly encourage you, if you need to make any preparations, do it now. Don't panic later on, but just get the supplies that you need. Hopefully, it will not be as devastating as we feared this time yesterday, when this storm was stronger, but still very much a threat. Now we're going to go to Brett Jensen, who is in Wilmington, to get some perspective on what is happening out there. Good morning, Brett.
How are you doing?
Doing very well, sir. Very well. How are things progressing there so far?
You know, it's really weird. I mean, if it wasn't for the news, you would never know that a hurricane was actually coming. I mean, right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm sitting in the parking lot of a Waffle House, which is packed, by the way. There's an actual line out the door to get into Waffle House because most of the restaurants are closed. But it is like low 80s, 82, 83 degrees, a wind of about 15 miles an hour, and every once in a while, the sun peeks through the clouds. Like, you don't realize that a hurricane is going to be hitting you full force in about 8 to 10 hours.
Now, Brett, are there many people there other than reporters right now?
Yes, surprisingly so. A lot of people have decided to stay. That was one of the things. I got into Wilmington last night at about 10:30, 10:45, and the first thing that struck me were how many cars and how many people were still here. And what I've also noticed that at the hotel, a lot of the people staying at the hotel are actually from Wilmington and the Barrier Islands. Instead of going way inland towards Rockingham or Raleigh or Florence or whatever, they're staying right here in Wilmington, and they're just going to ride out the storm in the hotel almost as a shelter or as a bunker so they can get back to their hotels, I mean, get back to their houses. They're not leaving the city.
And one of the things I've heard, and this is something you may have heard again with the conversations you've had so far, a lot of people want to be close to their homes, so once they get the all clear, it won't take very long for them to get back. Do you think this is part of what's driving these people to stick around?
Absolutely. You know, but the big problem is, and the Wilmington Police Department has set out a notice saying, if you are staying, please use any of the city garages to park your car, the parking decks, because if they get the 40-plus inches of rain that they're expecting down here, it will wash your, it not only will it completely destroy your car inside and out, but it may wash your car away and it'll just go floating down the road. And so they're saying, look, we know a lot of people are saying, please park your car, even if you have to park it a few blocks from your house or somewhere else, just get it out of the streets.
Now, if you talk with law enforcement about this particular issue, the concern about the people who've decided to stay, even though they've been encouraged to leave?
I have met. I've put in a couple of phone calls and still waiting for the PIO to get back to me. But, you know, the funny thing is, I mean, like, Vince, I'm not joking. Like, you would not know that evacuation has been asked because there are that many people here and around. Like, people, I saw someone walking their dog earlier today down the sidewalk. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, you're about to get hit with 40 inches of rain. If this were me, I would have been 5 hours away, 4 hours away.
And yet, here you are covering this story for us. We absolutely appreciate the fact that you are there. You know, we have actually less than a minute left. But so far, what are you seeing that's different from normal times in terms of the weather conditions?
The weather conditions, really, absolutely nothing is different from weather. The only thing that is different is that most of the restaurants and businesses are closed. There are a few businesses and restaurants that are still open, but for the most part, I would say probably 75% of all businesses are closed right now. But other than that, you would just think it's a normal day because the weather is not frightening at all.
All right. We will continue to follow this and see how quickly the conditions change out there in Wilmington. That's WBT reporter Brett Jensen. Thanks a lot for joining us on the broadcast this morning.
Thanks a lot, Vince.
And we remind you, we will continue our coverage right here. Coming up next hour, the very latest on the track of this hurricane and what the impact could be in your community. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.